all are all there. All right, well, I will go ahead and get started and welcome everybody to the Self-Care Before Sit-Ups 10-Week Transformational Course. I am so excited to teach this course. I love this stuff, and I love hearing how women are changing week by week, or some weeks may not much happen, and all of a sudden you got a light bulb moment. So it's always exciting. So feel free to share before or after the call if you'd like. So I want to welcome everyone here. Also, if you have any background noise, feel free to push *6, and this will mute you out, but yet you'll still be able to hear me. So it's an option there if something all of a sudden comes up and you have noise, you can always go *6. All right, so welcome. The purpose of this course is to have you take a step back from your normal routine process to losing weight, dieting, exercising, and trying to live that healthy, ideal lifestyle. Because if past programs worked the way you wanted them to, you wouldn't be here. So let's stop having to do what you always have been doing and take a new approach, a completely different direction. And let's put the focus on you, not your weight, not your body itself, not the ideal image that you have created in your mind maybe, but you. Let's connect the missing pieces of your amazing, unique self. Because you all are unique individuals, and you have the answers within you to lose your weight. You also have the roadblocks within you to stop yourself. And that's what much of this 10-week course is, to really look at own self-sabotaging and where that may be coming from. So that more you become aware about yourself and your thoughts and your inner spirit and honoring your unique self, the more you will be able to take the steps forward to going down that journey of reaching your fitness and healthy goals. It is all within you. As a coach, I'm always sharing with my clients, the answer that you are looking for is all within yourself. Just need to keep asking yourself great questions. When you can ask yourself great questions, answers will come. So this is not a diet, a book, an exercise program, but with a body, mind, and spirit approach working as one. What will work for one person on this call may not work for another, because each of you are very different. You have different beliefs, different DNA, different stress levels, different lifestyles, different in all levels. And so it's what this program is for, is to make this unique for you so you can find the right solutions for yourself. There's no cookie-cutter approach to it, for lasting results. So I would like to ask a few questions. How many of you right now feel like you're living a chaotic lifestyle? You know, getting the kids to school, after school activities, having supper on a table, spending time with your husband or significant other or other loving relationships, may have a full-time job and all its deadlines and services, and yet you're trying to make time for exercise, and you kind of ask yourself, where do I fit in my life? Does that kind of come up at anyone's particular time? So how many feel it's just impossible to adopt a healthy lifestyle because you don't have the time nor the energy, and when you do have the time, all you want to do is sleep, or you want to do that one more thing, that one more thing to get done before you have to go off to the next task? And how many just can't seem to make exercise a priority? You want to, and you know it should happen, but it's not. And if you did take a step back and really looked within yourself and looked at what you need to nourish yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually, how would you feel then? And you may not know, because maybe you've never done it before. So this may be a whole new experience for you. So I'm excited to share this experience with you. Also, I found an interesting statistic. The Natural Institute of Diabetes Kidney Association research showed a 58% decrease in risk of getting type 2 diabetes with lifestyle intervention alone. 58% with just lifestyle changes. And so that's exciting, because if you have no symptoms or health risks for any type of diseases, just think what improving your lifestyle right now, doing a lifestyle intervention, making some changes can do for your already healthy body and for already for your mind and your spirit and what you can start this journey on and what it can take, where it can take you. So it's extremely exciting. The purpose of my talk today is to support you to climb to the top of your priority list and to learn self-care so that you have energy to take care of yourself and feel emotionally, spiritually, and physically nourished and balanced and still give 100% to your family and work. And I'll be sharing with you the number one secret to making the time for yourself within the context of your own life. Right off the bat, I'm giving you what I know to be the number one strategy that no other exercise or diet book that I have found is going to give this to you. And it will keep you at the top of your priority list in achieving that fit, firm, healthy, loving body. Now, just to tell you a little bit about myself, because I'm not sure if anyone knows a whole lot about me, because some of you people are new, so I'm excited to share my share this with you. But I am a health and fitness, I've been in the health and fitness world for about 15 years. I'm certified fitness trainer, weight management consultant, intuitive eating coach. I've been educated through lifestyle fitness coaching, as well as gone through the Fitness by Phone licensing program. I'm a speaker and author, and will be using my ebook, Self-Care Before Sit-Ups, for this class that everyone received. And so I want to make sure, did everyone receive the book via email? Everyone's quiet. Okay. Can you hear me? I want to make sure that I'm being heard. Okay. I'm assuming everyone muted out. Also, I want to share with you that I also produced with a colleague of mine an internet radio show called Living Your Personal Best. And we interviewed success stories of women that have changed the little mantra of I can't into I can, and achieving a healthy lifestyle that they live with for more than 2 years. So we have some terrific success stories on our site under Catch Our Shows. You can go to www.livingyourpersonalbest and then click Catch Our Shows, and there's 2 years worth of shows in there, so it's kind of a lot of good stuff. Also, their shows are podcasted on iTunes, so if you go to iTunes, you'd probably find them there as well. One common thread with all these women's success in their goals is self-care, the body, mind, and spirit integration. They all have done it, but differently, but there's a common thread, and it was all getting support. No one has said that they did it all by themselves. They have found some support to help them get through it all. And that is my goal for the next 10 weeks, to be here for you, to support you in making life-changing action that honors you. So enough about me. What I can share with you through resources, now let's get on how I can guide you to your answers to reach your goals. So the first point I'd like to share with you is the power of your authentic self. With winter here and kids in school, the day is getting longer, the holidays over, this may be a great time to reevaluate, gain perspective, and reset direction in our lives. This desire for living life with some order and direction gives us a feeling of calmness, inspiration, and action towards a new or refined direction. Today I'll give you tools to move more in the direction of your authentic self, to empower you to become the person you are meant to be at this time in your life. And I want you to trust that you are here where you are right now for a reason. That your perfect spot right here is here on this class, and to trust that. And I want to congratulate you for choosing to choose yourself first and to become part of this class to enhance your own life. In today's fast-paced culture, it is easy to forget who we really are and the gifts we are meant to give. It is easy to get caught up in the urgencies of life or an old value system that no longer is serving us and providing us a life of exhaustion and guilt rather than uplifting us, helping us feel content, happy, and peace and inspired. Which Deb, who I'll be talking about in a moment, was experiencing when she worked through some of the tools I'm going to give you today. Even the positive impact of exercise and energizing nutrition planning can be short-lived if your overall approach to the activities you do in your life are not grounded in your personal authenticity. I have shared with some of you how women may jump into a program, a diet program, a gym membership, an aerobic class, and are fully committed when they first start. And they, but unfortunately, don't take the time what it all means of how it's going to affect themselves in the existing life as they are living it right now. So when every excuse in the world comes up, such as I'm busy, I got to get this done, oh, my kid needs me here, oh, my got this deadline, whatever it may be, you easily are taking off in another direction, easily taking off your exercise goals, and then the commitment just wasn't as strong as you thought it would be. So the body is doing this, but the body will not continue to do this if the thought process isn't there. If you're truly committed, such as going on a diet and using willpower, you know, it takes a strong person, I believe, to diet. But if you're forcing yourself to do the diet, it is not authentic to you because you're not honoring your inner spirit. This is the reason statistically women gain their weight back, because they cannot stay on the diet. The longest I've seen is 6 months. Because you keep depriving yourself. And this, by depriving yourself and being restrictive, depletes your spirit. And when you deplete your spirit, you can only go so far before you're going to change, go back to ways that are going to be more uplifting to your spirit. So there needs to be a body-mind-spirit integration. Is everyone catching on? Hello? 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 Oh, my
Hello?
Gosh.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. I've been going on with the class, and I'm not hearing anybody. And I'm just like, I've gone 10 minutes. I'm like, hello? Hello?
Oh, no. Oh. You're wondering where you were.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, this, something is wrong here. Oh, malfunction. Okay.
Okay.
Let me start all over. I had good practice, guys. I'm all set.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, did anyone else come on the call besides Kim and Stacy? What?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yvonne's on the call.
Oh, Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne. I don't know if the girls shared with you, but I was on the call about 10 minutes ago. Okay, next time when I start this class, you guys, I'm going to say, are y'all here? Hopefully, I'll hear some yeses. Okay, let me start over. Welcome to Self-Care Before Sit-Ups, 10-Week Transformational Course, and I am excited to get started on this and excited to share with you all this whole process and helping you achieve your goals. And so today is the day. It's the first day of the 10 weeks, and I'm thrilled. FYI, if you have background noise and or you need to be distracted a little bit, if you star 6 on your phone, you will mute yourself out, but you'll also still be able to hear me. You don't have to if everything's quiet, but I just wanted to let you know. Star 6 if the phone's ringing or someone needs your attention or whatever, you can do that and still mute yourself out and still listen to the call. All right. The purpose of this course is to have you take a step back from your normal routine process to losing weight, dieting, and exercise. Because if past programs worked the way you wanted it to, you wouldn't be here. So let's stop having to do what you always do and take a new and completely different direction. Let's put the focus on you, not your weight, not your body itself, not the ideal image you may have that you have in your head, but you where you are right now. Let's connect the missing pieces to your amazing, unique self. You are a unique individual, and all the answers for you to lose your weight and keep it off and live that healthy lifestyle and gain energy and all the dreams you have within yourself is within you. It is not a diet, a book, an exercise program, but with your body, mind, and spirit working as one is what will give you results. What will work for one person may not work for you. If one person on this call may get something that may be something completely different than you, because you are all very different. You have different belief systems. You have different DNA. You have different stress levels. You have different lifestyles. And you need to take that all into consideration to help you achieve your goals. It is not a cookie-cutter approach that's going to give you lasting results and maintain those results. So what I'd like to ask is a few questions. How many right now feel like they're living a chaotic lifestyle? You know, getting the kids off to school, into their activities, having supper on the table, spending time with your husband or significant other. You have your full-time job, your business, your deadlines to meet, your services to be rendered. And plus, you may be taking time for exercise, and you're asking, where do I fit in this life? Anyone relate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How many feel it's just impossible to adopt a healthy lifestyle because you don't have the time nor the energy? And when you do have the time, all you really want to do is take a nap? Or if you're a mom, and I shouldn't say this for only mothers, but you just want to get that one more thing done before the kids come home or before the next task, or if you got a moment, you just want to fill it up with another activity or task. Make sense? Can relate? So how many just can't seem to make exercise a priority? You want to. You know it would be helpful. It's just not happening. And many of you, if you did exercise and participated in nurturing your spirit, your mind, and your body, you would feel nourished, connected, at peace, calm. And some of you may have never experienced that and would love to. And you're wondering, how do I get that? So hopefully today we'll take the first step. I also found a statistic that I like to share with people is the National Institute of Diabetes and Kidney Association did research, and their research showed a 58% decrease in risk of getting type 2 diabetes with lifestyle intervention alone. 58% with just lifestyle changes. And so that's exciting, because even if you don't have any health risk factors at all for any disease, but you maybe just be tired, maybe your stress levels are just depleting you, it might be just be a little bit of this and that. But with intervention alone, look what you can do for your body and your health. If it can reduce the risk of a disease, look what it can do already for a healthy body. So that, to me, is very exciting and hopeful to all of you. The purpose of my talk today is to support you to climb to the top of your priority list and learn self-care so that you have the energy to take care of yourself and feel emotionally, spiritually, and physically nourished and balanced and still be able to give 100% to your family and work without depletion. I'll be sharing with you the number one secret to making time for yourself within the context of your own life. Right off the bat, I'm giving you what I know to be the number one strategy. No other exercise or diet book that I've read has given this out to you. It will keep you at the top of your priority list in achieving the fit, firm, healthy, energetic body. Now, just to tell you a little bit about myself, because you may not have heard my story or know a little much about me other than what you read on the website, is that I am been in the health and fitness world for about 15 years. I'm a certified fitness trainer, weight management consultant, intuitive eating coach, been educated through Lifestyle Fitness Coach program, also have gone through the Fitness by Phone coaching licensing program, a speaker and author, and we will be using my ebook, Self-Care Before Sit-Ups, for this class. So I want to ask that everyone receive that book via email. It's a digital download.
Yeah.
Got it. Great.
Yeah. I don't know.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Who said no and I'll send it?
Kim.
Kim? Okay. I'll send that to you. Resend it. So what I wanted to share with you is that I also produced with a colleague of mine an internet radio show called Living Your Personal Best. And we interviewed success stories of women that have changed the little mantra of I can't into I can and achieving a healthy lifestyle that they lived with for more than 2 years. We've had some terrific success stories on our site under Catch Our Shows. So if you need some inspiration, if you're looking for some ideas, some guidance, and you enjoy success stories, you can always go to www.livingyourpersonalbest.com and click on Catch Our Shows. The shows are also podcasted in iTunes. But the one common thread with all these women's success stories and achieving their goals is self-care, the body, mind, and spirit integration, and they have all done it differently, but that is the common thread. Also, getting support. No one has said that they did this all by themselves. There has been some type of support of some kind through it all. And that is my goal for the next 10 weeks, is to be here for you, to support you in making life-changing action that honors you. So enough about me and what I have shared and the resources. Let's get on to how I can help you in finding those your own answers to reaching your goals. All right. The first point I'd like to share with you is the power of your authentic self. With winter here and the kids in school, the days getting longer, the holidays are finally over, this may be a great time to reevaluate, gain perspective, and reset a direction in our lives. This desire for living life with some order and direction gives us a feeling of calmness, inspiration, and action towards a new or refined direction. Today, I will give you tools to move more in the direction of your authentic self, to empower you to become the person you're meant to be at this time in your life. And I want you all to trust that you are where you are right now is perfect for you. And I want to congratulate you for choosing to choose yourself first and to become part of this class to enhance your own life. In today's fast-paced culture, it's easy to forget who we really are and the gifts we are meant to give. It's easy to get caught up in the urgencies of life or an old value system that no longer is serving you and providing you a life of exhaustion and guilt rather than uplifting you and giving you a sense of feeling of contentment, happiness, peacefulness, and being inspired, which Deb, who I'll be talking about in a moment, was experiencing when she worked through some of the tools I'm going to give you today. Even the positive impact of exercise and energizing nutrition, supportive nutrition, planning can be short-lived if your overall approach to the activities you do in your life are not grounded in your personal authenticity. I have shared with some of you how women may have jumped into a program, a diet program, a gym membership, an aerobic class, and fully committed. They're going to do it. This is it. No more. And they don't take the time of what it all means and how it's going to affect you or your life that you have right now. Because we don't have another hours, no 25 hours in the day. So when an excuse comes up, like your kid is sick or you have deadline at work or you get too busy or there's too much going on in life, it easily takes you off course. It easily takes you off direction to reaching your exercise goals, and your commitment level wasn't there as strong as you thought it would be. The body is doing this, but the body will not continue to exercise if the thought process isn't there, because the thought process is taking you away for a deadline or too busy or whatever. If you're truly committed, such as going on a diet, and you're using willpower, and I believe it takes a strong person to be on a diet. I commend those people that can be on a diet. Because you're forcing yourself to do the diet is not authentic to you because you're not honoring your inner spirit. That is the reason statistically women gain their weight back. You cannot stay on a diet and keep depriving yourself and depleting your spirit. It becomes too restrictive. And there needs to be a body-mind-spirit integration. Again, you're going to diet, so just the body, you're going to do it, you're using willpower, but it's not your authentic self. It's not your inner spirit. It's not giving you peace and calmness. It's kind of a mental torture. I got to do this, I can't have this, I can't have that. No, that's got too many calories. No, that's bad for me. And it's a no, 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 no. And how many times can we take no, no, no? Talk to a 2-year-old. They will only accept that. It won't take too much. So it needs a body, mind, spirit integration. Are we catching on? Making sense so far?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what can you do to begin to change the direction on your energy and the inspiration in your life? To truly take a step forward in becoming your authentic self, you need to look at your values. And our values is what shapes us. To understand what our values are is the first thing we need to understand in order to start taking care of ourselves. When I say value, who would like to give me a definition of what that means to them? Would anybody like to share?
Something of worth.
Something of worth.
What I believe in.
Belief system. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Great concepts. Well, I'd like to share with you one of my personal favorites definitions, and I found it through Hiram Smith, the founder of the Franklin Planner System. He states a value statement of what you would say about yourself when you think the best you want to be. Take a minute and let those words really sink in. The best you want to be. There are probably many things that you're doing right now that support you in being the best you can be. And there are also probably many things that you're giving your attention to that are not in alignment with the best you want to be, your core values. This can feel like you're spinning your wheels and you're getting nowhere in taking time to do rather than be. When we live our lower values, we live in chaos because it is not in alignment with ourselves. We are constantly going, spinning our wheels, reacting and jumping from one thing to another, here to there, feeling tired and exhausted, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Or if there is a point of light at the end of the tunnel, all of a sudden something comes up and we're reacting. We're going and doing and never taking a chance to breathe, to sit, and to really see if this honors me, if this is something that I value, that is important to me, that will improve the human being that I am. The only time we stop is when our head hits the pillow. Sound familiar? Can anyone relate to that? We go, 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 and then we finally get to sleep. When we live our high core values, we live a life of order and direction. Our objective, life, exercising, and eating healthy, may be of self-defeat because we're not in living in alignment of those core values, which is our true authentic self. This involves feeling happy, secure, and focused. So when we live our high core values, we do live a life of order and direction. There is a sense of calmness and peace. There is joy. So an example would be a couple months ago, or actually not, it was a while back, I was at a meeting. And at the end of the meeting, there was a group of women that stood up and they, in their hurried voices, said, I have to do this, I have to go do that, I've got to pick my kids up, I've got to run here, I've got to run here, and so on. I could just see the eyes kind of bug out once they realized what the time it was, and they kind of rushed look on their face, and their shoulders were tense, and they could just see the body language on them. They were just constantly on the go. All of a sudden, it was just tense. For a moment, I kind of felt guilty that I was so relaxed and calm, and I'm like, wait a minute, I have made a decision not to have my children involved in every single activity that they can possibly be involved in, and so that wouldn't be rushing off and doing that and feeling what would honor me as well as honor my family. So I had to take a step back now and know my life is a sense of order and direction, and I did have calmness. I got up and I stood up. I gave a nice relaxing goodbye, headed out the door, and went home and enjoyed a wonderful supper with my family. And it was really interesting that I found myself feeling guilty for not being busy, not being rushed, not being stressed, not being like everybody else. And we have to catch ourselves and ask, am I living my core values? And I had to ask myself at that moment. And I had to take a step back and say, wait a minute, I don't want that life. It's not serving me and my children. All it does is gets me upset, it gets me angry, it gets me frustrated, short-tempered, just you know, my kids can't go to bed fast enough when I'm like that. I'm like, get to bed now, whatever. When I am living the lower core values and living in a sense of chaos and no direction. So I just want to take a moment and share that example of where that we need to kind of check in and see if this is honoring ourselves. And if it's honoring ourselves, then it's honoring our families as well, because we become a better mother, a better woman, a better wife, a better colleague, a better business owner because of it. Our objective life of exercising and eating healthy is maybe self-defeating because we're not in alignment with living in alignment with these core values, which is, again, in our true authentic self and evolves being happy, secure, and focused. So look when you started an exercise program in the past and see how that worked for you. What was your life like while exercising and trying to live a healthy, fit life? Did you do it because you thought you needed to? Did you feel guilty because you felt you should? You had to lose weight and you just added it into your another to-do list? Or were you able to make room for that and did it really fit a core value? Or were you losing 20 pounds because you felt like you should and not really knowing the true why of the reason to lose the weight? You may feel fat, you may feel the clothes tight, you may not feel good about yourself, you're tired all the time, but do you know your real why? And so we're going to get that into in a moment. And the why is connected to your authentic self. Susan Howson, author and coach, is quoted saying, "I am. The two most powerful words in the world for whatever we put after them becomes our reality." So if you are saying, "I am fat," "I am overweight," "I am always tired," "I am always exhausted," then you do create that reality over and over and over again. The subconscious mind is a very powerful, powerful mechanism we have within ourselves. So we need to watch our words. And the two most powerful words, according to Susan Howson, is "I am." And this quote has helped me to express who I really am and not what I do. So let's take a look at this a little further. I like to go over the difference between actual versus ideal values. As women, we generally tend to live our actual values. You know, there's a kind of lower core values. We want to have a clean house. We feel responsible, so we go buy the groceries, get the kids off to school, pick them back up. We do the best at our job or our business. And those might be important to being a good mom, have a good work ethic, being responsible, being a good business owner. But those are all doing. Volunteering for community events and church are actual values that are considered safety values. They are automatically due because they are expected. We've just kind of grown into that. Or we don't know who would really do them if we didn't do them by ourselves. Who would buy the groceries if we didn't? Who would take the kids to school if we didn't? Who would run the business if we didn't? So we have a tendency to think that we don't have any choices. We have to. So when we become constant, therefore we become constant doers. And that is where we become an automatic pilot, where we shift into automatic pilot and kind of zone out and get through the day, and you can't wait to get home and get to sleep so you can lay your head on the pillow. We stumble through it. We become autopilot. We kind of don't even feel anymore. We just kind of like, oh, and you drop everything and you just go do. And like a client of mine described to me, and she just stopped feeling. It was just automatic. This is her day. This is what she did. Boom, boom, boom. She had order and organization. Everything was in her control. And she just went on autopilot. And she lost a sense of feeling. So when we take time to focus our attention on our core values, we start to uncover what is most important to us. When we are clear about our values, it is much easier to sift through what is working for us, what is true and honoring our spirit, and what is depleting it. So I'd like to go back to Deb, who I mentioned a little bit ago. She was a teacher, 53 years old, and struggled with her weight most of her adult life. Most of her life, not just adult, young as well. She had struggled with her weight and doesn't. She got to the point where she doesn't like her body and feeling uncomfortable in her own skin. And so I coached Deb on fitness and intuitive eating program, and we looked at her core values were. And she started listening. She goes, oh, yeah, I know what those are. Honesty, work ethic, responsibility, trustworthy. You know, and those are all great values, but they were words. But were they who she was? She lived her job, and all of these values were incorporated and tied to her career. They became her automatic values. She would work late into the hours until the work got done, even if it meant staying at work more and not getting in her exercise, even if it meant spending less time with her husband and her children and her grandchildren, her family. So I asked her, you know, as talking about this, and it was all incorporated into her actual values. So I asked her, I go, Deb, you know, where does your husband fit into your values, your children, your faith, your health, your retirement, your work? And I could just hear the gasp in her voice because it didn't even dawn on her to think of these other important things in her life as values. We can see she was living her work as her top core value. And she felt like she was just spinning her wheels and not getting anywhere, and she was getting more frustrated. The weight was coming on. The stress level was increasing, and she never saw a light at the end of the tunnel. The paperwork was always going to be there. The kids were always going to be there. No matter what, that was not going to change. So she just became more frustrated. So I asked her, once I asked her to put them in an I am statement of her core values and real think about this, they completely changed. She went into, I am a loving wife, I am a caring, attentive member of my family, I am an honest and forthright woman, and I am self-reliant. I am fit and healthy. What she realized is that the first list was just words that were important to her, but once listed as I am statements, they brought a whole other dimension to her. They became what she wants to be, to strive to be on a daily basis. The list brought more meaning to what she wants to accomplish within herself. Also, how it related to reaching her goals that have always eluded her, such as staying consistent with her exercise to lose weight and break away from diet mentality and emotional eating. And as a result, she made a link between her core values and her health. She then stopped struggling with her work and started to take care of herself, and the weight started to come off gradually without the inner struggle to make time for herself. Key there. Once she made that link with core values, the inner struggle became less. If you were on the preview call, you heard Sue talk about the same thing. There was no struggle. It became effortless to lose the weight and have peace of mind and to incorporate exercise and to eat healthy. It just came because it all came to a link to core value, a link to authentic self. So living your core values brought feelings of joy, peace, and happiness. This core value is the number one secret to making time for yourself within the context of your own life. She got back in tune with her authentic self. She started putting boundaries up where she was only going to work to so long and be done because she knew the paperwork is endless. And the more she worked at it, the more she tried to finish it, it just kept piling up and more came and more came and more came. And she, you know, she had to ask herself, do I want to spend the rest of my life doing paperwork and staying here? Or am I going to miss my spending time with my grandchildren, spending time with my husband, just having, simple as having supper in the evening with him? So she started putting boundaries up and started living those authentic values. All right. Am I making sense?
Yep.
Anyone can relate a little bit to it? Maybe not right now, but once you do the exercise, I think you will.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I asked each of you, I sent an email out to each of you to list two obstacles that prevent you from reaching your goals. What I'd like you to do this week is look at those obstacles and see where you're spending your time and where on your values that these obstacles fall on. Are they under your lower core values or your higher core values? Where are you on your list of core values? This will help you identify if they are your ideal or actual values to know which is which. So I'd like you to direct you to the book right now, Chapter 1, and go to the exercise. Let's see. I'm going to pop mine open and see what page that is. That would be page 2, I guess. And there I kind of share a little bit of my story also with core values, where I was living my lower core values and spinning my wheels and not getting anywhere, and how I switched them. And that's changed. This one exercise personally changed my life. Just doing this one, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it works like that for everyone. But it'll give you insight. And like I said in the very beginning, the more you become aware of yourself and your own actions and your own thoughts and your own patterns, the more you're going to be able to shift and go in the direction that honors you. And when you go in the direction that honors you, therefore you're going to get the results and learn how to maintain them, and most of all, learn how to make it a lifestyle. So down on page 6 is your list of where you can put your top 10. You can list your values, and then I want you to put them in a hierarchy order. You're going to prioritize the values of most important to least important. And one exercise I use is to help identify your values is that imagine God is coming down to you and telling you, you know what, you only have one value on your list that you can choose, only one that you get to take above all else. Which one would it be? You know, would it be financial security as your top core value? Would it be your own spirituality? Would it be your children? Would it be your husband? Break it down. Know your second and your third. Continue this exercise until you've reached your top 10 values in the order of importance. And there's space on page 6 if you want to print this out to list that. And this is something you just can't jump right into and do. I'd like you to find some time to sit down in a nice, quiet place. Do some reflection. Maybe meditate before you do it. Pray before you do it. Read something relaxing. And get yourself in a quiet, relaxed state of mind. Then I want you to really take a good look and reflect into what your core values are. What are your I am statements? So, for example, I am statements would be, I'm a loving wife, I'm a nurturing, present mother to my children, I'm a healthy, fit, vibrant woman, and you would make your list and put them in that hierarchy order, most important. Everyone will have a different list, or at least a different order. That is what makes this unique to you and makes it necessary for lifestyle changes to achieve a fit and toned body, to have a healthy body, to have goals, whatever they may be. It may not necessarily just be weight loss. Maybe it would be to decrease blood pressure, decrease medications, decrease joint pain, arthritis, whatever it may be. So take that chance, take that look moment and really look within. Just trying to fit exercise into your life to have a fit and toned body isn't enough. You need to think of what your why is. Where does it fall in the core value? And then you can ask yourself, you know, how would exercising and taking care of myself benefit my core value? Because if your core value is to be the best mom you can be, or the best wife you can be, how would taking time to exercise and be healthy benefit that? And benefit it tremendously. Tremendously. I work with a lot of moms, and I always ask later on, I go, how are you interacting with your children in the evenings? And they will always tell me that they're more at peace, it's quieter, there's less arguing, there's less frustration, the tempers aren't going. There is a difference when mom takes care of herself, and it has a ripple effect all the way down to everybody. So look at your top 10. See how just taking time for yourself to exercise, eat right, do something for yourself benefits those core values, your I am statements. Am I continuing to make sense or any questions?
Makes sense.
Makes sense? Okay.
It does.
So the last exercise I want you to do is I'd like you to add a meditation this week. And it doesn't need to be on a daily basis. I'd like you to decide, you know, I would like you to do 10 minutes either when you wake up in the morning or right before you go to bed. And you're going to sit up cross-legged. You can put your hands in a mudra position, which is just your relaxed on your lap or on your knees and your thumb touching your index finger. Nice and long back, shoulders directly over your hips. You're seated. Personally, I like to sit on top of my bed with the covers, the bed made still. Don't get underneath the sheets. You'll fall asleep. Or on the floor or sitting on a pillow, whatever, a quiet space in your home. And meditate for 10 minutes. And what I mean by that is close your eyes, find your brow point, which is just right above your bridge of your nose. That's your intuition point. And I want you to see if you can sit there for 10 minutes without moving. The first week is all about the control of your body. If you have an itch, a scratch, you need to feel like you need to shift a little bit, see if you cannot shift. This helps you to stop instantly reacting to every little thing that comes up in your life. See if you can start to gain control over your body over this week. Decide how many times this week you want to try it and write that down right now. Ten minutes before or after you go to sleep, control your body. And you may have a million thoughts go through your head. Let that just go. You might start thinking of all the things that you should be doing other than just to sit here. Go and think ahead and think of them, but don't move. Don't go do it till your 10 minutes are up. I know you ladies without even knowing you. Just let her be. All right. Any questions on that?
Nope.
All right. So we all set for our homework for the week?
Yep, I think so.
Okay. So let's go ahead and start this week off. Meditation, core values. With the exercise, I leave it open. I'm not going to give any guidelines the first week. If you want to walk, run, start exercising, or if you started incorporating exercise already for the last few weeks and want to keep it up, by all means do so. But this week is all about looking within and starting to let go of reaction and gaining control of the body. Fantastic. It's been a pleasure, ladies. I hope I didn't overrun my time. Sorry about the little mishap in the very beginning. I'll make sure that won't happen again. And you guys have a wonderful week. Email me with any questions that you may have.
Okay. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.